You're on with Mario Lopez.
What's up, you're on with Mario Lopez. Hotline is lighting up. Let's get to the phone. Joining me right now, actress Lucy Hale. How are you, Lucy?
Oh, hello. I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for taking the time to chat here. Congrats.
Yes. Thank you so much. It's been a while.
I know it has. And you've been busier than ever. You're now the star of an upcoming Riverdale spinoff, Katie Keene. What's this all about?
Yeah. It's really exciting. We start filming in September in New York. It's been sort of one of those jobs where I have to like pinch myself. It's a great group, great character, follows a group of 20-somethings in New York just trying to make it happen.
That's so cool that you get to live in New York. I've always said,
oh my God,
there's no
I
better
know.
Place to be young and busy, and if you're making money, even better, and living in
exactly.
New York City, right?
It's much easier to live. Yeah, I've always manifested living there. I've always wanted to live there, and this will be the first time I'm working there, so... it's just crazy that it's all sort of happening. A little nervous, but still really excited.
I'm sure you're going to be great and kill it. Where are you from originally?
I'm from Memphis, Tennessee originally, and I've lived in L.A. 15 years.
Okay.
So half my life there, half here.
Very, very different than a whole new way of life in New York. That's going to be really exciting.
Yes, thank you.
So who are some of the other Archie characters we're going to see in this series?
So as of now, we have, so it follows me, my friend Josie, who is obviously from Josie and the Pussycats, and she was on Riverdale. And then we follow two other new characters, Pepper and Jorge. And so they're also, we're introducing a whole new world, a whole new world of characters. But I think people are hoping for a Riverdale, Katie Keene crossover. Our show, we're a little bit older, so we'll have to figure out like the ages, but... I guess apparently in the comics, my character is really close with Veronica.
Huh.
Maybe we'll see Veronica pop up or vice versa. I don't know.
And the series is also a bit of a musical? Is that true?
Oh, yeah. We got dance. We got music.
Fun.
Yeah, there's a lot of fun elements. It's quite different from Riverdale in the sense of, like, the tone is just really different.
Yeah.
So hopefully, people find a character to gravitate towards. There's a lot going on, but it's a really fun show.
Very cool elements. And when is it expected to air on the CW?
We are airing sometime next year. I'm going to say January. I could be wrong.
Okay, we'll go with that.
Top of next year, yeah.
All right. And then also just announced you're starring in The Hating Game based on the hit novel. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so The Hating Game is a based off a book. I guess it came out a couple of years ago, and it's a fun little rom-com. It reminded me of the rom-coms I loved growing up, like 10 Things I Hate About You and When Harry Met Sally.
Yeah.
So it has like all those fun elements, but I get to play a girl named Lucy. Lucy's a very popular name
among
scripts I'm reading lately. So
right.
So it follows these two coworkers who hate to love each other and love to hate each other. It's
okay.
One of those classic hate-love relationships. And it's really cute. It's sweet. I'm going to film that also in New York this summer.
That worked out.
So, yeah, it's working out.
Yeah. Well, I can get down with a rom-com.
Yeah. All men love rom-coms.
Right?
Let's be real. Yes.
I think they do secretly. I think you're right about that.
Yeah, exactly.
You also recently filmed a movie based on the 70s show Fantasy Island. That sounds so cool. But this one has a bit of a horror twist to it, right?
Yeah. So we took the great elements of that show and, gave it a really dark spin. So we spent 2 months in Fiji filming this movie.
Wow.
And it'll come out February 20th of next year.
2 months in Fiji.
And it's pretty messed up. Pretty dark.
So wait a minute. Is there a Mr. Roy? Was like, who does the Ricardo Montalban character?
So Michael Pena plays Mr. Rourke.
Michael Pena, and, okay.
Yeah, I love Pena.
Very, very different.
Awesome.
Okay.
Yeah, it's very different. You know, like I said, we took the bones of the show and kind of made it our own.
Right.
But we follow a bunch of hotel guests who have one wish that they want to come true on this island, and things just kind of, go wrong.
They go right.
Do you have a tattoo character?
We do, but I've been sworn to secrecy.
Why is tattoo such a secret? Pena wasn't a secret, but tattoo is a secret?
You'll see.
All right.
You'll see. It'll make sense.
It's going to be CGI.
That's what I thought, actually. Or maybe it's a little Tyrion Lannister.
Oh, maybe.
Right? That'd be dope. He did play Hervé Villechaize in the movie for HBO, so now I'm creating this whole thing in my head.
I Yep. Can't say. Can't share.
Fair enough.
It'll be worth it. I promise.
Okay. You got me all fired up now. And then you're also going to be part of this Propel Collabs Fitness Festival, right? What's going down there?
Oh, yeah. I'm just trying a bunch of different things lately. No, this will be fun and different for me. You know, I love fitness. I love exercise. And Propel hosts this event every year called Propel Collabs Fitness Festival in Santa Monica on July 20th and 21st. And they have trusted me enough to have me teach a class, which will be
what kind of class?
Fun and different. So there's a workout class in LA called Training Mate. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but it's like high intensity circuit training.
Yes.
And it's really fun. A bunch of my friends go, and I actually am friends with the owner. So his name is Luke. We're going to teach a class. It's going to be really fun. And I think the whole festival is going to be amazing. I've never been, but I've heard incredible things, and you get to find new classes you like and anything health and fitness related. So
good for you.
You can go to propelcollabs.com to find out the schedule and all that fun stuff. So it'll be fun to try something new.
Yeah. That's fun.
Yeah.
And last question, Lucy, before I let you go, what about music? Any plans to record again? Do you have too much on your plate at the moment?
What's great about Katie Keene is that there's so many musical elements. And I think I'm going to sing on the show. So that'll be fun to, like, the world, you know, when both worlds collide. So as of now, that's all that's happening with it. But I'm excited to step back into it.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on everything. You're killing
it.
Thank you. And it was nice catching up.
Yeah, likewise. Thank you so much.
Okay. Well, Katie Keene coming to the CW. Follow her on Instagram at Lucy Hale. Thanks again, Lucy.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Okay, you too. On with Mario Lopez.